I spent some time this week trawling the internet. I was looking for images. I was looking for facts about our universe so that I could stand up here this morning and tell them to you with a rather strong sense of wonder and awe. I've always loved factoids. As a boy, when I heard amazing facts about things, I was always the one to say, wow. And then my mind would race off as I imagined what I just read or heard. Did you know that in our Milky Way galaxy, the sun is 150 trillion miles from the center of it? Glad we don't have to go there by car or foot. Did you know that there are 75,000 miles of small and large blood vessels in your body? Give or take one or two. When one reads facts about ratios and chance and the right mixture of gases, etc., the figures are completely and utterly astounding. According to South African researchers, no less, the universe is governed by what is known as the golden ratio, the figure of 1.618. And this figure has been found in everything, from plants to hurricanes to shells to the shape of galaxies. For example, the petals on a flower are arranged according to the golden ratio, which means that on, say, a lily, each petal is placed at an exact angle which allows for the best exposure to sun. If you look at the center of a sunflower, you will notice that the seeds are produced at the center, then radiate outwards. When one counts the spirals, one finds that the total number tends to match what is also called, Jen, the Fibonacci number. Exactly. It's a sequence of numbers. Pine cones are the same as are shells. Have you seen a picture or seen a nautilus shell? The ratios in there are all about the golden ratio and Fibonacci numbers. Hurricanes, too, follow a spiral pattern that fits in well with the golden ratio, as do faces, people's faces. On faces, the mouth and nose are each positioned at golden sections of the distance between the eyes and the bottom of the chin. Similar proportions are seen from the side between ear and the eye, for example. And interestingly, the more a face follows the golden ratio in its dimensions, the more attractive that face is deemed to be. Yet we know that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, which is probably a good thing. In terms of reproductive dynamics in nature, the ratio in a honeybee hive, for example, between males and females is 1.618. Birds of prey, when approaching their dinner, have the sharpest view of that dinner when that sharpest view is at an angle to their direction of flight. And that angle is exactly the same as the spiral we might witness when we see hurricanes from a satellite view or a nautilus shell's pitch. The length of DNA molecules also follow a certain ratio, and that ratio is 1.618. Golden ratio. Other facts. There are some 6 million species of plants and animals on planet Earth. 6 million. 2 scientists have calculated the odds of life simply forming by natural processes, and the figure they came up with is 1 chance in 10 to the 40,000th power. That is 1 with 40,000 zeros following it. Even certain scientists find the figures of chance astounding. Michael Denton, the complexity of the simplest known type of cell is so great that it is impossible to accept that such an object could have been thrown together suddenly by some kind of freakish, vastly improbable event. Such an occurrence would be indistinguishable from a miracle. So Fred Hoyle remarked that supposing the first cell originated by chance is like believing a tornado sweeping through a junkyard might assemble a jumbo 747 from 1944. from the materials therein. Now, there was a time when I would spend much time arguing about everything happened by chance versus a creator. But I have to say, I gave that up a long time ago. When I was trawling the internet, I was amazed at how much time people have spent trying to argue their beliefs and trying to be right. I'm constantly amazed about people arguing over Genesis, especially Christians, trying to convince others that the Genesis account is as good as any scientific manual. So much time is spent fighting about such things, and people will hardly ever agree. Jesus called us to go out into this wonderful world that we have been given to love one another. Most important of all, to love our enemies. He didn't tell his disciples to argue with others all the time about things that either side had little chance of proving. And as for myself, friends, I am content to believe that everything was brought into existence by a being I call God. And that God's purposes for creating were good. And that what God made was also good. I have to say, I do not care how old the earth is, or how long it took to form, or if Adam and Eve were real people and their sons' wives just magically appeared. I will not argue about it. Instead, I will spend my existence marveling at what I witnessed through my eyes and ears and nose and hands and heart, and the fact that I have the ability within me to love and also be loved. I will seek to live out my existence giving thanks to the one I call God for the workings of a universe that I cannot, even in my wildest dreams, begin to comprehend. I'm still fascinated by what people are discovering, and I love to read and think about such things, but not for the purpose of me seeking to find proof that God is real. For there is enough in creation that is beautiful, even us old human beings, to convince me that God lives, and because of God, all things have life. The heavens, the psalmist writes, are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens He has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hid from its heat. We give thanks to God. Amen.